Overall, the city hopes to receive approximately $300 to $400 million in federal funding through ARRA. That's from the estimated $840-plus million anticipated for the state of Alaska. According to Acting Mayor Matt Klayman, the money Anchorage could receive will come via two streams. One passes through Juneau and then on to Anchorage. The other stream would go directly to the municipality from Washington. The first list of 9 proposed projects announced yesterday fit the latter pattern. Coleman said they also fell within at least one funding category.
There's 70 different funding streams at least, and so you basically apply for funding from those funding streams for specific projects. So you have to match up, for example, a roads project with the funding stream for roads and a police project in the funding stream for police.
In what has become the catchphrase of the Recovery Act, they also have to be shovel-ready. One of the projects proposed has already seen considerable shovel work, namely the Lake Otis Parkway and Tudor Road intersection. Another is set to go this construction season, repair and reconstruction of the Old Glenn Highway between South Birchwood to Peters Creek. The Recovery Act would provide the remaining $5.6 million needed for the second project. Also slated for submission to the U.S. Department of Transportation are rehabilitation of the Chester Creek and other area trails, people mover bus stop improvements in the university area, and people mover facility improvements. The municipality also expects $2 to $3 million from the energy efficient improvement category, again to augment existing projects. It will also seek about $2 million from the Department of Justice for the Anchorage Police Department toward technology improvement for gathering information from witnesses and suspects in the field, replacement of a crime scene investigation vehicle, and another $450,000 for technology for the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. The administration distributed its first phase list about 10 o'clock yesterday morning. Anchorage Assemblymember Debbie Osiander says it was the first she learned which initial projects were selected.
Reaction is a bit of frustration that there was again no opportunity to discuss, to talk about what should be priorities, and to understand the parameters that were used to make these particular choices. The Assembly had requested the opportunity to do that twice, and we particularly emphasized it at our work sessions. So it's interesting to see it now. These are not the projects that I would have immediately thought of.
Osiander did not think the projects unworthy, but she wondered why they had risen above others. She wanted more details and wished, as an assembly member, she was more in the information loop. Klayman says besides having already reviewed an overall list of possible projects, the administration has invited one member, Assembly Chair Harriet Drummond, to participate in the selection review meetings. He says he's also asked representatives of the school board, the railroad, and in the future may include Anchorage's nonprofit and for-profit community. But Klayman says there's not a lot of time for debate.
Most of these funds are going to be decided on and distributed in 6 months or less. If we spend days and weeks kind of debating which project should we apply for, we're going to end up getting no projects. And that wouldn't be responsible to the Anchorage if we moved slowly. This whole process is moving very rapidly. That's the priority from the White House, and that's my priority as mayor of Anchorage, is to get these projects applied for so that if we get the projects, we can start work on them.
To help communicate the status of the city's Recovery Act proposals, the mayor says there's a new American Recovery and Reinvestment Act file on the municipal website. As of this morning, it was still in the initial stages of development. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.